Aerosmith.
Aerosmith a cappella.
Yeah.
How's that?
Steven Tyler. What a performer.
It's like a really cool barbershop quartet. A barbershop that's shut because no one's got a haircut.
Yeah, yeah. I never would have thought Aerosmith was a barbershop.
Why do you always put things on his...
Who?
His microphone.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, Steven Tyler.
He has like scarves and... Why? I don't know. It's part of the stage performance.
We'll find out.
I went and saw Aerosmith last time they toured Australia and I was sort of like, Aerosmith, no, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll go. I've got, you know, free tickets through work. didn't pay for it. And it was one of the best shows I've ever seen out of any act. Honestly, if they ever come back and tour again and get the band back together, go
we
see Aerosmith.
We did a musical mix-up on the Late Show with
Aerosmith.
I can't remember who it was. Why don't we ask Tommy Gleisner, who was one of the brains behind the whole operation. Aerosmith, who did we have them confused with, Tom Gleisner?
Would have been the great Pete Smith, I think. Mickey?
Oh, Tom Aerosmith, I thought you said Pete Smith.
Yeah, it's the one.
And it came out, and I'm pretty sure there was a copyright component of that performance.
That is the one. Do you know, Dave, you know why Aerosmith was so good?
Why's that?
Back catalogue. See, old, you know, Heritage Acts, if they're prepared to do the hits, it's one of the best nights ever. If you get, when Neil Diamond wanted to do the entire side B from Lovescape, that's when the concert can drag.
That's right, that's it. They just call it out. Remember that episode we loved, Larry Sanders, when he had on Warren Zevon? And Ron Steven goes to the producer, I'm not doing Werewolves of London. That's my only rule is I'm not going to do Werewolves of London. And then Larry Sanders gets a rush of blood at the desk and not privy to the conversation. He goes, hey, why don't you do
Werewolves?
A guy does Werewolves of London through gritted teeth. Mm. Hey, there it is. How are you, Tommy?
Good, Mickey. Good. You're on your flow today.
I'm on my own. You know how unreliable Jane is. I've been putting up with this over a 30-year period when we turn up every day routinely and then... I don't know. She must be unhappy personally.
Well, I'm going to give you 8 words as a possible explanation.
Okay. Yep. Please.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
What?
I have. Oh. Here's the thing. They're doing the series. Jeez. They're doing the series in Australia this year, right? But it's up in northern New South Wales.
Yeah, in Nullumbah or something. Like that.
Nullumbah,
yeah.
Exactly. So if you're going to be on it and you're coming from anywhere that's got half a case, you have to quarantine for about 14 days. And I was reading today that the producers, they're so desperate, they're chasing talent from the Gold Coast because there's apparently no restrictions on travel between those two places. Right. But the problem is Gold Coast celebrities are basically bikies, strippers, or members of the Irwin family. It doesn't leave you a lot of room to move.
Well, are you forgetting Fairly Arrow?
Oh, Fairly Arrow.
Who faked her own, kidnapping to promote his show.
This is the one. So anyway, possibly a little bit of an audition going on there, but that's pure speculation.
Oh, I like it. And there's celebrity apprentices out there too. Am I allowed to say this?
I think it's a nine.
I heard Ross Noble was going to be on it. And you go, bang, straight away. I'm watching that.
Hilarious.
Jane Kennedy on I'm a Celebrity. You have to rename it. I'm a B-grade celebrity.
get me
out of here. And if you did that, I guarantee you, you'd watch it.
You would watch absolutely. Well, speaking of big news shows, this week it's the Channel 10 Upfronts. And have you ever been to an upfront, Mickey?
I have indeed. Yes.
For those who don't know, they're kind of like these booty sales fest where the network sort of talk up the next year's schedule.
Can I tell you honestly, this is true. I went to the first year with Channel 10 when they had MasterChef up, and I saw MasterChef for the first time.
Right.
And as we left, I went up to the ranking Channel 10 officials. I said that is going to ruin your network.
That show.
I can tell a hit.
Yeah.
That thing will not work.
I can pick TV.
And here we are.
Well, the rumour is next year, this is just from a Channel 10 insider, senior MasterChef. You have to be 70 plus, and you won't be able to give them knives or naked flames. So it's mainly going to be dessert. But I reckon that could roll.
Everything has to be blended.
That's right.
Unless you and half the job is cutting up food for them.
That's it.
Have you been watching now? Your lead in tomorrow. We'll get to your show in just a minute. But the lead in is MasterChef Children.
Yeah, Junior MasterChef.
What are they cooking? Have a listen to this. Is some of the dishes they cooked.
Spiced chocolate tart with a cardamom, ginger and star anise ice cream.
Pumpkin and ricotta tortellini.
Lime granita with a white chocolate mousse. A macadamia and ginger crumb and a Szechuan pepper meringue.
What's wrong with the Milo sandwich? I was that age, it was quite simple.
Kraft singles.
What's a cardamom? What's all this rubbish? I watched it. Those kids are going to be bullied. Those kids. You know those spelling bee kids? You go, oh, jeez.
They're overachievers.
Enjoy it now. Yeah. No question. It's going to get tough for you at some stage.
Yeah, no, definitely overachievers. But the Channel 10 upfronts are, I think, Thursday, but normally it's in a big room.
Do you go?
Well, here's the thing. I do normally, Mickey, but they can't, because of the pandemic, they can't have people, in the one room. I mean, you know, Dr. Chris has got super spreader written all over it. But so it's going to be a virtual event. But get this, Mickey, I had to roll up a couple of weeks ago. They said you were getting all the Channel 10 talent to come in, and you just got to say one line. And that was the pitch. Yes. Mm. You've just got to say one line, and the line was, "You're at home on 10." I go, "Yeah, all right, I'll come on in." Uh-huh. So I come in there. There's a camera, director. They put the microphone on, and then the guy goes, "Okay, we'll just play in the backing track." Excuse me?
Oh, no, right. Now you're in a big problem.
Can you sing it? Now, short answer, no.
Please tell me you've done this.
Come on, Tom.
Please tell me this is on camera.
This is going to be like the time they released Linda McCartney's backing vocals from that Wings concert.
This is awesome. I want to see this. Is it a promo for the station? Like, it's like the button-pushing promo.
Honestly, it was like, no, this is going to be purely, they said, this is just in-house, this will be just to promote the stuff next year, but I was like Warren Zevon. I was going, I do not want to sing the line.
I love it. Hey, show tonight, who's on? But how many more shows left?
Oh, we're rolling through. We've got about half a... Are we going to see you again?
Well, any danger is my next question. Yes. I would like to think that I'll be on in a couple of weeks.
You will absolutely, Mickey.
But tonight, Marty Shergold, Abby Coleman, Melanie Bracewell, you're persevering with Sam Payne.
Payne's back after a week on the bench.
Because he could come good. He could, you know what I mean? He feels like he's a young kid. He could make a breakthrough.
You never know. Ed Cavalier. It's the lineup. It's the old firm. It's going to be a bottler, and looking forward to it tonight.
It's going to be great. And of course, don't forget the Master Chef,
Junior Master Chef,
Don't correct me on air, Dave.
Sorry.
Hey, good one, and that's a good tip, Jane Kennedy. Mm. Thank you, Tommy Gleisner.
Channel 45 tonight. Have you been paying attention?
Hey, thanks, Tommy.